One very quick question about the Sakamoto disqualification. You know, I'm absolutely head over heels in love with Ryuki Sakamoto's music, and I was so heartbroken when I heard about the Academy's disqualification. And you know that, for instance, with The Social Network, Trent Reznor and a colleague shared the credit score, and the Academy's rule is that only one composer can compose a Oscar-nominated score, but there have been exceptions to this rule. Are you thinking of challenging this, or are you just going to let it go?
Absolutely. Absolutely. We are appealing. You know, the second time that they do it, last time they denied Antonio Sanchez that opportunity, sending a really wrong message for musicians and directors to approach music in a very different way, more, you know, experimental and approach it differently.
Yeah.
And this time, what they are arguing doesn't make sense to me. They are arguing the tapestry is a little complex and they cannot read the difference.
Yeah.
And obviously, everything is tied by. And after the traumatized experience we went last year, I was very sure that the amount of music of Ryuji and everything was absolutely clear, even though that it was the concept plan that it will be, you know, the way Alba and Ryuji have worked for six albums is not an orthodox academic way.
Yeah.
It's not like they work in tapestries that are really complex. And when they blended all these, you know, deliberately that I ask, let's blend all these sounds of nature to a Tarkovsky set, there's a moment that the music should be blended with the sounds. And for them not to understand that this is not the classic, you know, obvious piece, I just would like to invite them to reconsider and go and even help to be clarified with their musician, Ryuji, or send them a letter explaining them. And I would like to get them every access to everything for them to understand that this tapestry was conceptual.
Yeah.
It was a concept, not by an accident. And because I think beyond, you know, the sadness of Ryuji not having this opportunity to reconsider and the film being damaged, I think that most importantly is the message that he sent to new musicians and filmmakers. Be scared to try something different in music because those rules are not understandable. They are not clear. And they are so rigid that they are not allowing musicians to get a different approach without fear of being disqualified. Now that the approach of music has changed, it's a much more complex kind of thing. So anyway, I hope they reconsider because it's sad for all of us.
It's very sad, and I hope you guys. So you're going to appeal fairly soon, are you? Is that the intention?
Yeah.
Okay.
Today.
All right.
And I hope that we will bring every tool for them to reconsider and clarify. With respect, I respect everybody, but in a way, I think they have to respect that there's more. If they have a question, we can clarify that.
Right.